This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That time of year, man, I'm going to tell you what, if you got a high school football stadium in your neighborhood, as I do, you can see the lights and hear the bands, and it just gets you going. All we need is a little bit of cool weather, and we'll be set. Ian Ozan joins us now, co-host of the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. How you been since we last spoke?
I've been sunny, been nice and warm, got a chance to get outside, get some air. If you haven't been outside yet this morning, it's worth doing it.
Between last time we spoke, you got outside.
Yeah.
Really?
5-minute commercial break. That's enough time.
Pretty quick, I'm telling you. All right, let's talk about the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup.
Presented by Dr. Pepper and Acadian Ambulance. It's a mouthful. We've got to get used to it, but we're back on the air tonight. We're going to be in studio, and one of the interesting things about this season is that there's a referee shortage in the area.
Really?
And because of that, not just in the area, but across the state of Louisiana, and because of that, we're seeing a number of games get pushed to Thursday night. Several referee associations across the state, Monroe, New Orleans, I believe Lafayette has done it as well. They're asking schools to move games to Thursday night at least once during the season. A couple associations asking teams to put two games on Thursdays. The game we wanted to go to was one of those games that was impacted. That was Isidore Newman against St. Charles, and St. Charles won that game last night, 36-3, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. So because that game got moved, we'll be here in studio tonight, but our correspondents will be out and about. They'll be giving us updates from some of the biggest games in the area. Archbishop Shaw, Etna Carr, probably the biggest, the two defending state champions in their respective divisions. They'll be doing battle over at the Morris Jeff Stadium in Algiers. Also, tonight, one of the other big matches we're looking at, Lutcher and Slidell. You have Franklinton to meet De La Salle at Central. Central a defending champion, so De La Salle opens up with a big matchup there as well. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Rummel on the road at LCA. Unfortunately, though, not in our budget. We couldn't take the trip to California to be with John Curtis.
Yeah, unfortunately. I told Ian to hang on a second because I had to get my Shaw Championship ring out, which is the size of, I would say, the Patriots Super Bowl ring.
I've seen it through the window, and now that I'm seeing it in person, now that it's just a couple feet away from me, that is a nice ring.
Feel the heft of that. That thing's got to weigh 5 pounds. It was giving me carpal tunnel. Yeah.
This is huge.
Isn't it nice?
Anyway,
so keep talking about who else. Charles playing Carr. That's going to be a big game, boy. I'm going to tell you what. For both
I just realized we have the same ring size.
There you go.
So let me give this back to you before I run off with it.
Yeah, don't do that.
In fact, Coach Lou Valden may have to keep his in secure keeping tonight. He sits it down and might walk away.
I would hope he did. From Hanville.
He has one from Hanville, but he was unofficially working with Lou, working with Hank last year, Hank Tierney.
Oh, really?
Now Lou is back part-time working with the defensive line. He's not going to be on the sideline on Friday nights, but he's very much there. I spoke to him on Tuesday. He said he got suckered back into it, but he's happy he did.
What else are you covering?
So tonight, we're going to have correspondents at Pearl River at St. Martin's Episcopal, Madison Prep at Dutchtown, Fountain Blue at Lakeshore, Terrebonne at Riverside Academy. And Riverside's one of those teams that you expect to make a run to the quarterfinals, semifinals every year. They've lost some talent recently, but they've had some guys who are coming up through the ranks that should be able to fill those holes. St. Paul's at Live Oak, they go to the Baton Rouge Metro. Archbishop Rummel, we mentioned this one a second ago, taking on Lafayette Christian Academy. Rummel last year made a nice run, and I think underachieved by not getting to the Superdome. They take on a Lafayette Christian Academy team that up until last year was playing in Class 4A. They're a natural two-way school, but they played up. And in the 2 years they played 4A, reached the Superdome, lost on last-second drives to St. Thomas More, the crosstown rival. So Rummel, while they're going to play a much smaller school, they're going to get tested tonight by a Lafayette Christian Academy team that is looking to get back to the Superdome for the fifth time in the last 8 years. Eleanor McMahon at Belle Chasse will be out in Belle Chasse. Joey Brood will be there. And we also have one of our correspondents in North Louisiana checking out Sterlington at Tioga, that game in the Alexandria metro area. So we truly are all over the place. We're truly reporting on everything going on in the state.
I live about 500 yards from Belle Chasse Stadium, so I'll be able to hear the game and hear the, see the lights and hear the band. Shaw plays Carr at Berman, well, at what used to be Berman,
right.
Morris FX Jackson. What, that's tonight?
That's tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff. Hank Brady will be our correspondent there.
All right, tell me about players in the state that you got your eye on.
So players that we're looking at, well, really and truly, the entire Edna Carr roster. You could put Edna Carr on the field right now against some NCAA Division I schools, and they would win.
Really?
That's how good they are. And speaking with Coach Lou over the week, I asked him, what are you going to have to do to stop Edna Carr? He says, honestly, I'm not sure. That's how good they are. They've got speed. They have skill. This team is legit. And they lost kids who graduated last year. And they still have a stacked roster.
So tell me about, I get divisions confused. Carr and Shaw are in the same division.
They're two
not?
Separate divisions. Let's go back to the old days, in 5A, 4A, so on.
All right.
Division 1 is essentially what 5A used to be with a couple of with your largest 4A schools mixed in.
All right.
Division 2 is 4A with your largest 3A schools mixed in.
Okay.
So last year, for all intents and purposes, Archbishop Shaw won the Class 4A private school state championship.
Because in addition to that, they got select and non-select.
Select,
right?
Non-select. Your select schools are your private schools, private parochial schools, charter schools, and public schools that have open enrollment or that don't follow zoning.
So you can select whether or not you go to that school.
Correct. For example, all of Lafayette Parish's public schools, with the exception of one or two, are classified as select. All of your schools in Metro in the New Orleans city limits, I believe, are all select schools.
So that goes to recruiting almost? Because if it's...
Well, recruiting is still illegal. You still cannot recruit. However, depending on which sports writers you talk about, in the Times-Picayune, Kevin Foote in the Lafayette Bureau did an outstanding article about 3-4 years ago about how some schools and some coaches circumvent that rule by using the schools of choice. A kid can say, I want to go play for XYZ school because they've been successful and I like that coach.
Let's say Eno's in high school and they're going to Tucker Middle School. Okay?
Correct.
So what's the process?
The process there is that if you are in a district that has zoning, that has zoning lines.
Non-select.
This would be non-select. You would have to go to the school that you're zoned for. If you transfer, you have to get a waiver from the LHSAA.
Uh-huh.
And that's a whole nother ball of wax that state legislators are trying to force the LHSAA to do, is allow a one-time transfer. However, if you live in a select school area, Lafayette Parish or Orleans Parish,
mm-hmm.
you can select what charter school you want to go to or what public high school you want to go to if you want to go to a school of choice. Because of that, students can say, I want to go play for Coach Tommy Tucker at Tommy Tucker High School
mm-hmm.
because they're successful, they're winners, and I want to be part of that. That's what makes them select.
But don't high schools recruit academically with open houses and so forth?
They can, and that would make the school select as well, the schools of choice.
Select schools can recruit athletically or not?
No, they cannot. That is still an LHSA violation. In fact, if the LHSA and their investigators find that a coach or a school is recruiting athletically, that school could face sanctions up to suspension and forfeiture of games.
But just to use the rule book, you could be recruiting a guy that runs a 4.140 and is 6'1 and 6'2", 210 and has hands like glue, you could recruit him academically to come to your school, right?
In theory, yes.
Okay. 7:21 traffic now. More with Ian when we come back on WWL. All right, 7:27, Ian Ozan, WWL, co-host of the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper, will be on tonight. He's with us right now. He'll be with us every Friday. Ian, tell me about this officiating thing, because I know you do some officiating, don't you?
Yeah, I do volleyball and softball, and while we're short across the state, football this year is seeing a bigger shortage than what they have the last 5-10 years. And part of that is you have older guys who are retiring, but newer and younger officials aren't coming into the game. I spoke with Eddie Bonine about a week or so ago, and that interview will be on the show tonight in the 8 o'clock hour. And he mentioned that the average age of a sports official in Louisiana is around 55, 56 years old.
That's a lot of running.
That's a lot of running. And when you get to football, where that average age is maybe a little bit higher, maybe closer to 60. That's a lot of running, and you've got guys who are thinking about getting out. A good friend of mine who is actually going to be one of our correspondents, he just got out of officiating. He's 53. He blew out his hamstring last year. He can't do it anymore. But there are not many people who are coming in to take those positions because they don't want to hear the fans. They don't want to hear the coaches. They feel like, well, officials get a bad rap on social and in person. Why would I want to subject myself to that? So we have an issue where we have to make the avocation, and that's what it is, an avocation, look more desirable. But that's a hard sell when you have the era of instant replay and people thinking they know the rules.
How lucrative is it?
If you are working, once you get to the point where you're on the field, I think it's now the white hat gets $100 or $110. The other officials,
a game.
The black hats are getting somewhere around $70 a game.
Is there any travel expense with it?
You get travel expense. That's not uniform across the state. That depends which officials association you're part of.
You don't do this for the money. You do this because you want to do it.
I do it because I want to do it. Now, in softball and volleyball, after 16 years and being certified and now also working on the college level in those two sports, you can make a pretty penny doing it if you advance, and especially in football. The referee, the white hat last week for the LSU-Clemson game, Daniel Gautreau, he started as a high
school, a.k.a. Yogi Berra.
He started as a high school official in Lafayette. He's now a white hat in the SEC. He's in the NFL development program. His father, Greg Gautreau, called the game-winning touchdown in Super Bowl 43.
Really?
So there's advancement there, and there are a lot of guys from this area who've advanced not just to the college game but to the pro level.
So if somebody's listening right now and it's like, you know what, I would like to get involved with this, how do they even start?
LHSAA.org, go to the officials page, and it gives you the information there, how to sign up, and who the local assignment secretary is for your respective sport. Now, for football, it may be a little late to get in this year, but I don't know if they're going to turn anybody away, so it's worth looking at.
They will teach you the game?
They'll teach you the game, the rules, the mechanics, and they'll teach you how to be a better official. Now, no matter how much they teach you, the individual person has to want to get better. But we'll give you that foundation and we'll get you set up for success. That way, if you want to, you can progress to the higher level high school games and move on to college or to the pros if you so choose.
Always amazes me how you see an official running with a wide receiver. You got a guy 58 years old out there running with the wide receiver and they're staying, keeping up step for step.
And in some cases, outrunning him.
A lot of it has to do with positioning, right? You got to make put yourself in the right position.
Positioning, but also physical conditioning and training. Ed Hockley, Guns, the referee who retired a few years ago, the man's in his mid-70s and he's in better shape than guys half his age.
All right, so tell me where people go. LHSAA what?
LHSAA.org. Go to the officials page, or you can shoot me an email here at WWL. My information's on the WWL website. Shoot me an email. I'll get you the information where you need to go. We'll also put it online later today with the Pelican State Prep Football Preview.
All right, maybe we'll get some officials. Hopefully. We got a break now because the guy that does the news gets angry if we go to him late. 7:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Y'all have heard me talk about home equity lines of credit from Fifth District Savings Bank. If you want to get some money out of your house without touching your mortgage, well, if you're ready to break ground and build the home of your dreams, my friends over at Fifth District have a loan for that, too. Let Fifth District finance your dream home with a one-closing construction loan. Yep, one closing. They did it for me when I built my home in Belchase. Saves a ton of money because you only close one time. When a construction loan is complete, it automatically rolls the construction loan into a conventional mortgage loan. And you don't have to do anything other than just keep paying the note. And then, of course, with Fifth District, you get all the friendly, neighborly customer service you expect. Ready to talk to a loan officer or pre-qualify? Call my friends over at 5th District Savings Bank, 504-363-6505. And because they hold and service your loan, you'll see that they'll become your friends, too. You deal with them for 10, 15, 30 years, and you know each other. So you pick up the phone, and it's very convenient. 5th District Savings Bank. Go to 5thdistrict.com. Call 504-363-6505. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. 743, 17 till 8. It strikes me that if that ladder guy were to call California Psychics, he would know that he's going to fall off the ladder and he'd stop climbing on top of it. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by Jillian Kramer, talented reporter, criminal justice reporter for the Times-Picayune, who's got one heck of a story to tell and has already told it at NOLA.com. Good morning, Jillian. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thank you so much for a kind introduction. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well, and it's true. This is some disturbing stuff. I think it's kind of complicated stuff, so I'm just going to step aside, Jillian, and let you tell a story if I can.
Oh, well, sure. Thank you. And yeah, absolutely. To acknowledge up front, this is a deeply complex and nuanced story to tell. And I'm very grateful for the many, many people from within and outside the justice system who have helped me wrap my arms around this topic. But it started about a year and a half ago, where myself and a colleague, our data editor, Jeff Adelson, decided to start looking into the amount of time it took from arrest to disposition for homicide cases in New Orleans to close inside the criminal court. And we all know that in 2022, we saw a spike in murder cases across the city, and we wanted to see if the court was keeping pace with these increased caseloads. And what we were able to do was through a database that Jeff built painstakingly with data sourced from various agencies across the criminal justice system, look at a decade's worth of homicide cases, both murder and manslaughter, and see that on average, from arrest to disposition, they were taking about 3 years to close. There were many more that were taking longer. And so at that point, we had to dig into the reasons why these delays were occurring, and there's just so many more time than we have, but you know, it runs the gamut from things that are well outside of the court and stakeholders' control, such as backlogs at the DNA lab, backlogs for defendants who need to be restored, their mental health restored. They're on a wait list that averages about 7 months right now. And then there are things within the court's control that are not maybe being addressed in ways that are increasing efficiency in these cases.
Let's talk about the things. Sorry. What about the thing outside of the control of the court?
Outside of the control. So really the big two factors that we've identified are the two that I mentioned. There's a backlog for DNA testing up at the state lab. So in case people don't know, we don't have a DNA testing facility here in New Orleans, and we haven't since Hurricane Katrina. One is being built, but it's still a couple years out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And until then, we've been sending all of our samples from homicide cases to be tested up at the state lab. That's taking more than a year to get results back. So if you have a homicide case in which DNA is crucial to the prosecution, prosecutors are having to wait more than a year to get those results. And in the meantime, that case is kind of spinning its wheels in court, right? Because the prosecutor's not going to bring it to trial until those results come in. The other really big factor is many, and I think we identified about 25% of the cases over the last decade involve some sort of mental competency issue. And that comes up when a defendant might be considered to be mentally ill. They need some sort of evaluation. And so then a psychiatrist comes in, they do an evaluation, they decide that this person does in fact need to be restored to competency before their case can continue. What happens then is they're sent to the single state facility where criminal defendants are treated by state psychiatrists. And right now, there's such a backlog at that facility that from the moment that a defendant is ordered to be restored there, it takes about 7 to 7.5 months for them to reach the facility. And then, obviously, they need to spend months there to be treated. So essentially, in about 25% of those cases where we're seeing defendants need this mental health help, their cases are being delayed for several months, simply just waiting to get the help that they need.
Do you know what it takes to qualify for a psychological evaluation? And it goes to prisoners gaming or people that are accused of crimes gaming the system.
Oh, well, that's an interesting, I guess, question, one that I probably can't answer. Mm-hmm. But the process is this. What happens is a defense attorney will raise the issue in court. They'll say, I'd like my client to undergo evaluation for competency. And a judge will order what's called a sanity commission evaluation. And so these are court-appointed psychiatrists who come in and they evaluate the defendant. They meet with the defendant. They review records, the defendant's mental health history. And then they produce a report. They testify in court. And then a decision is made, you know, a recommendation by the Sanity Commission is made to the person's competency. And then a judge, you know, rules on that, whether or not to deem that person incompetent based on the report and the testimony of the Sanity Commission.
So there's a saying that says justice delayed is justice denied. I'm just wondering if this is hurting the victims or the victims' families more than it is the defendants, or is it helping the defendants or hurting them? Thoughts?
Well, generally, delays do not benefit the prosecution. Okay. I mean, witnesses can, you know, move or they can pass away. We've seen that in cases that we've covered where one of the cases that we covered very deeply almost took 6 years to reach trial. And in that time, three witnesses to the killing passed away.
And there memories get fuzzy, right?
That's right. They do. Evidence can be lost or misplaced. Delays typically do not benefit the prosecution. They do benefit the defense, but there are also significant costs to defendants, especially those in this particular group where we talk about, homicide cases. They're the most likely to remain incarcerated pre-trial. And during that time, you know, there are people who will eventually be acquitted of their crimes, who will be found innocent by juries. There will be other people whose cases are dropped because they, you know, the DNA took, you know, a year and they realized it wasn't a match for the person who's been sitting in jail for a year waiting for that test to come back. So there's a lot of pain on both sides of this issue.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back talking to Jillian Kramer, a talented reporter with NOLA.com and what do you call it, New Orleans Advocate, about the criminal court dysfunction. And I guess at some point it is functional in a dysfunctional sort of way. We'll pick it up. We come back 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, couple of minutes with Jillian Kramer left, criminal justice reporter for the Times-Picayune. She got a great story at NOLA.com, inside the dysfunctional New Orleans court plagued by murder case delays like the Wild West. You want to hear something funny, Jillian, when it says 7 minutes, a seven-minute read? At first, when I first started doing it, I thought they meant you had 7 minutes to read, 7 minutes to read it, then it disappeared. But I'm an idiot. So let's talk about how this compares with other states.
Sure, of course. Well, so Jeff, our data analyst, what he did was he compared our time to our time to disposition against several other places across the country. In fact, it was close to 130 other jurisdictions. And so what he did was he looked at post-pandemic data and pre-pandemic data so that we were capturing the full 10 years and we weren't dinging anyone for being slow after backlogs because of COVID-19. We looked at places like Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Miami, Houston, St. Louis, and we found that New Orleans takes longer on average than all of these places. Mm.
And did you come up with a reason for that?
Well, like we said, what we can point to is why we see delays here in New Orleans. It's impossible to do an apples-to-apples comparison between, say, us and Cleveland, because they're just too different. The courts have different structures. They have different amounts of prosecutors, public defenders, resources, finances.
Let me jump in. We have less than a minute left. Does it come down to not enough, I know this could sound crazy, but not enough lawyers that practice this type of law?
I'm sure if you spoke to any lawyer at that court, they would tell you they could use more help.
And let me ask you this real quick, too. What I took away from the story, at least in part, was that no judge wants to be reversed. And because it's a murder case, they want to make sure that everybody has every chance to do everything. Could that play part in this?
There is definitely a sense of making sure that a case does not come back on appeal. That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Jillian. I appreciate your time. Anything you want to add real quick in 20 seconds?
No, but thank you so much for inviting me on. It was
you
a
bet.
Pleasure.
Thank you for the great work. I hope you come back. Jillian Kramer, staff writer, Times-Picayune, tells long-form stories when it comes to the criminal justice system in New Orleans. We're going to talk to Mike DeTilia. He tells long-form stories when it comes to the Saints. And that's what we're going to talk about when we return on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.